2 at the Media Center inside Lucas Oil Stadium for the 2014 NFL Scouting Combine. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush BMW. JP Shadrick with you inside Lucas Oil Stadium. A busy Friday here inside the Media Center. Quarterbacks spoke today, of course, running backs and wide receivers as well. But the biggest crowd of the day for a player was Johnny Manziel. The quarterback out of Texas A&M spoke to the media for about 15 minutes today for the first time. It's also Gus Bradley's day on the podium. But before he met the media, he made the rounds around the media center, talking to national media outlets, Fox Sports 1, Sirius XM Radio, the whole crew today. Then he got on the podium and spoke to the national media inside. And the big theme, of course, was what the Jaguars might do with that number 3 pick. A lot of questions about quarterbacks. Gus Bradley said that drafting a quarterback as a franchise guy can be very difficult.
It's difficult, but it does get more attention as well. And I think because it's so important, you know, everybody is tagged with, is this a franchise quarterback? Well, that's really difficult. Really difficult. And, I guess Chad Henne is ours because he's our starter. And, if we can get him re-signed. And, so I think that is the valuation process. It's difficult. But, you hope that you're going to make some mistakes. You just hope it's limited, and especially at that position.
Bradley did say they have not met with Manziel yet, but they do plan to before the end of the week here in Indianapolis. Of course, one head coach who knows Bradley's philosophies well is Pete Carroll, the head coach of the Seattle Seahawks, the Super Bowl champions this year. Carroll also made the rounds in the media center today, spoke on the podium for a bit, then came out and made the national rounds as well. He says Bradley's vision for the franchise in Jacksonville is sharp.
Well, there's no question about, after being around Gus, the first 6 months or so, that he's got great makeup. He's got personality. He's got terrific smarts. He's got great history in his football. That he has the elements that makes him special and separates him from other guys. That's why that when the ownership took a look at him and met him, and they realized that this guy is really, really one of the guys we want on our team. He is that kind of guy. He makes other people better around him, and there really wasn't any question about that.
And our thanks to the Seahawks and Pete Carroll for his time today speaking about Gus Bradley. Of course, every day here on Inside the Jaguars at the Combine, we visit with a national media member. Today, it's Mike Florio of Pro Football Talk. He says there's a lot of positive right now in Jacksonville.
I think when you see what the Seahawks did to the Broncos, and you've got the former Seahawks defensive coordinator, maybe you're thinking, we can kind of build that here. Maybe we can catch some of these guys later in the draft who develop into great players. We can catch a few breaks. We can build on some momentum. He told me yesterday that they acquired a lot of camaraderie during the trip to London, and they came back, and that's when they found the gas pedal. So the challenge this year is to acquire that camaraderie earlier in the season, have it ready for week one, and come out of the gates. And, we see it every year. A team starts hot, they stay hot, next thing you know, they're in the playoffs. And it can happen for any team in any given year. You look at what the Chiefs did last year. It can happen for the Jaguars. It can happen for anybody this year.
We're joined now with the senior writer for Jaguars.com, John Osier. It's interesting, of course, hearing these national perspectives on the Jaguars. Today, though, was the big day for Gus Bradley. And a lot of folks have not really seen him in action, but his energy level's ratcheting up.
Well, it's impressive, and he's a reason people feel optimistic about the Jaguars. Mike just said a Chiefs-type turnaround this year. I'm not sure you can quite expect a division title or division title contention quite yet. But when you talk to people around the national media, Alex Marvez, John Clayton, guys that I've talked to this week, they all talk about the energy and how Gus Bradley's energy is going to translate. But it's more than a guy who owns the room. It's more than that guy we've all seen at the fan forums. He relates to players. And what a lot of them said was it was very impressive at 0-8 when the team didn't give up at that point and they kept believing in Gus. I think that's the tangible thing that you can take away from Gus Bradley's approach.
In terms of the actual press conference today, not a lot of big new news from Gus Bradley, right?
Well, and again, I think it's more of an opportunity. If you're a Jaguars fan watching that, you probably heard a lot of the same stuff. But if you're a national person, if you're the national media, which is what they're trying to reach this week, I think, again, they just see a vibe from the guy. They see a guy who has an energy level, and they sort of see the face of the franchise, which for Gus and Dave, it's a good opportunity here at the Combine.
Obviously a big day with quarterbacks on the podium, too. A lot of stampedes there in the media center.
Well, and I think some people have a bone to pick with you because you were part of the stampede.
I guess so, yeah.
I'm over there standing united with Gus, and I see Shattuck take off and start taking pictures of Johnny Football. But, it's a big day. I get it.
Stand united indeed. I will from now on. I heard about it from Gus, too. No doubt about that.
No, but it was a big day. When the quarterbacks come in on a Friday, whatever the nature of the quarterback class, it becomes sort of the day of the event. And Johnny Football was going to draw a crowd. I wouldn't know whether to hear what he said, but I assume that he talked a lot about his height, about all the questions. Maybe you have some insight.
He did. He spoke about all that. It was questioned about it. Actually, you can hear the entire press conference right here on Jaguars.com. We'll have it posted shortly. The big quarterbacks today, we'll have all of those right here. John, great work as always.
Thank you. It's a good day.
That'll do it for today from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis. That's Inside the Jaguars, driven by Tom Bush BMW.